We're just going to start with a short video clip. It is quite sad, but it is true. So we need to see this. Thank you. Such a heartbreaking story, and we can see there how when someone is just trying to provide for their child and they're vulnerable, how they can move from one bad situation to another. And shocking there, the statistics, 13,000 victims in the UK today, and globally it's estimated at 35.8 million, which is just a huge, huge problem, and sometimes it can seem completely overwhelming. But we have to remember that we do have a God who can move the mountains, who is so much bigger than all of this. In the early days, Hope for Justice operated from head office to find and rescue victims. they now recognize that it's actually easier to do it from a local model, and they have two regional investigative hubs. Emma's hub was opened in 2013 and Zoe's hub in 2014. Both of these hubs are named after the first girl that was rescued in that area. And in these hubs, they have special investigative teams finding and rescuing our victims. And since these hubs are opened, well over 200 victims have been rescued. Hope for Justice really recognised the importance of the training for frontline staff, such as police, social services, the NHS. These people really need to know how to identify the victims, because often we could have people in our area and we've just no idea that you could have somebody living next door to you and not recognise the signs. It's really important that we train people. And we've piloted programmes. We work very closely with West Yorkshire Police. Since we've been working with them, they actually now identify and rescue more victims than any other police force, including the Met. It's just amazing what they've done. Absolutely. And they actually have now dedicated a human trafficking unit, and they've got 11 officers solely tackling this issue. So it's really great that people are realising that this really needs to be tackled, and particularly with the police. Internationally, Hope for Justice has expanded hugely. We now operate 5 offices in 3 continents, in the UK, the US, Norway and Cambodia. We run different programmes in each of those areas according to the needs, but all of them are modelled on the same disciplinary of training, rescue, adequacy and restoration. As I've said before, the training crucial to find the victims and the rescue. Obviously, if somebody's been trapped in slavery for many years, their lives have been so broken, they need someone to advocate for them. And then the restoration. It's really important that people are taken out of their situation and not able to slip back into it. They're very, very vulnerable, so they need to have full restoration. And in Cambodia, they've absolutely excelled with this. They have Hope House, and over 80 girls have been restored. They are now in jobs. Some of them are training to become teachers. They're running their own businesses. And it's just amazing to see, what God can do. And people's lives really can be transformed. It's not the end when they've been in slavery. I'm just going to read you one of the stories, Roz's story. She was rescued from sex trafficking here in the UK. Because I think often, we do think that it's still something that's far away. It's hard for us to imagine, but it is on our doorstep. So Rosa was befriended by Peter and travelled to the UK with him, hoping to escape an upbringing of abuse and neglect. Rosa was excited to start a new life far ahead, but on arrival into the UK was blindfolded, bundled into a car, laying there for hours with no idea where they were heading. When the car stopped, Rosa was taken into a house and told the only way to stay there was by having sex with Peter. Lost and afraid, Rosa felt there was no other option. In the months that followed, Peter would invite friends over and sell Rosa to them. He was controlling, aggressive, and used the money for himself. Rosa attempted suicide many times. Trapped in this cycle of abuse, the years went by slowly. Hope for Justice investigators worked hard to identify and rescue Rosa. By finding a safe way to get in touch, our specialist team was eventually able to free Rosa. Entering her into a safe house, Rosa was asked how she contacted Hope for Justice. Her touching reply was, "They came and found me." And that's what needs to happen. These victims aren't, sometimes, as I said before, they're not always aware that they're in slavery. Obviously, she was. But she can't always find Hope for Justice. She's the one that's trapped. And so we need to go out and find these victims. And when you hear about the number of people that are trapped in exploitation and the stories of the individual suffering, it is hard not to become overwhelmed and just think it's something that we can't do anything about. But these people, they don't need us to be surprised and shocked, and they don't need our tears. They really need us to stand with them. They need us to use what God has given us to change their situations and to change their lives. And one by one, as Jesus said, if that's what it takes. And Hope for Justice are proud to be a movement of the church, and it's ordinary people like yourselves who are making these changes. Our amazing regular givers are quite simply what keeps us going. And the difference it makes between freedom and slavery is just huge. You know, you hear about traffickers that are getting up at 4 a.m. to drop off men at factories to work for £20 an hour, as we heard earlier, for £10 a day, long shifts. Pimps are standing on street corners all night, sending men upstairs to young girls. These people are just, they need to be held accountable, and justice needs to prevail. So as I said, Hope for Justice deploys investigators to the hubs. And since these two hubs have started, the number of rescues has doubled. And that's what we want to continue. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of your disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. That passage from Isaiah, that's the kind of inheritance we want to see given to those trapped in slavery. We're passionate about identifying, rescuing, and restoring all of those precious lives. And we are creating a network of programs across the country, and we're just praying and working towards all perpetrators having nowhere to hide and nowhere to run, and that every victim suffering will be given hope. So we believe God is our rescuer and a restorer of all those he loves. We believe freedom is worth the fight, and we believe justice is non-negotiable, and we refuse to abandon the least and the lost. And we really just hope that you would stand with us in this. As you saw in the video, there's the chance to be a guardian of Hope for Justice. You should all have on your seats, you may find, freedom is worth the fight. If you're not already a regular giver at Hope for Justice, or you'd like to support us in some way, we would really welcome that. This is the only way that we can seek out and help people. Obviously, it costs around £5,000 to rescue one victim. And when we started our abolition group, that was our aim. We have actually raised enough, but one person is fantastic to rescue that person. But one person, and you think 35 million, over 35 million in the world, we've got a long way to go. But as I say, God is bigger than all of this. We're focusing on him, and we know that he can move this mountain. And I just pray that you would think about how you might want to help. I'd just like us to pray. Just before I pray, a quote from Karl Barth: to clasp hands in prayer is the beginning of an uprising against the disorder of the world. Father God, I would like to pray for Natasha. Let us pray, Lord, for Natasha and her child, as we heard her story in the video. Let us pray for this mother and her son, for the protection and for their future. This child has come into a world in a horrible circumstance. But our God is faithful. Thank you, God, that you can bring beauty from ashes and turn the darkest of nights into brightest day. Father, we pray for this country as a whole and its efforts to tackle modern-day slavery. We pray for the right appointments in government to take a lead on this, and the extra funding is released. We also pray for more opportunities for Hope for Justice to grow further, with partnerships with the police and local government. And so together we can see the rescues and the protections increasing. Lord, we also pray for prosecutions against them that need to be held to account. Father, we know that this is your work, and we pray, Lord, that we will be available to you. I just pray now, Lord, that for each person here, that we would know what you would want us to do with this, Lord.